Hello everyone, Alan here again to talk about the books I mentioned yesterday in my podcasts. And today I want to speak a little more about the interesting things contained within the two books. The first book, called Eats, Shoots and Leaves, talks about punctuation and how important punctuation is in the English language. I'll just read a bit from the book. Punctuation has been defined in many ways. Some grammarians use the analogy of stitching. Punctuation as the basting that holds the fabric of the language in shape. Another writer tells us that punctuation marks are the traffic signals of language. They tell us to slow down, notice this, take a detour, and stop. But best of all, I think, is the simple advice given by the style book of a national newspaper, that punctuation is a courtesy designed to help readers to understand a story without stumbling. And here are some examples from the book. The first one is, "What would you do with the king?" And the second example uses the same words but with punctuation. "What would you with the king?" Which is a completely different meaning to the first. See if you can work out the difference. And the second one is, "A woman without her man is nothing." And here it is with different punctuation. "A woman without her man is nothing." Can you hear the difference as well as read the difference? Here's some examples from the second book, Eats, Shites and Leaves. This is, as I said, a book that has a silly title, but really is a very interesting book, talking about how English can be used badly or has some very unusual features. So for example, why English is crap? Have you ever asked yourself why, when the stars are out, that they can be seen, but when the lights are out, they cannot be seen? Why, when one gets fit, one is healthy, but when one has a fit, one is ill? Why a fast horse runs and fast colours don't? Why one can ship by truck and send a truck by ship? Why a seeded loaf of bread has seeds in it, but seeded raisins have them taken out? Why is one's house goes up in flames at the same time as it is burning down? Also, examples of double negative, which is regarded as substandard English. This is where there is no intention of having the two negatives cancel each other out. In other words, it does nothing for language. However, some people who pride themselves on speaking standard English are sometimes caught out by a no-no. For example, "He can't make friends with no one." "She doesn't never eat since she's been on that diet." "I never saw nobody." "They didn't know nothing." So these are examples of double negatives. Really, it should be, "He can't make friends with anyone." "She doesn't eat since she's been on that diet." "I never saw anybody." "And they didn't know anything." But some people use these double negative statements. So there's some interesting things from both books, and I hope you find them as interesting as I do. So have a nice week, and I'll speak to you next time. Bye for now.